to Iraq now. Long before it was a city of lawless militias, occupation forces, suicide bombers, and IEDs, Baghdad was a city of rivers, the ancient Euphrates and the Tigris, weaving through the Iraqi lowlands. Rivers have defined Baghdad and Iraq far longer than any borders or any dictator.
Okay, I'm going to push out.
We're paddling quite gently down this river. And of all the places that I've been to in Iraq, this is by far and away the most beautiful and the most peaceful. The river itself is a sort of turquoise green. On either side, there are mountains with green scrub and yellow rocks. And there are all kinds of exotic and colourful birds swooping and playing over the water, hoopoes and bee-eaters. And yet, outside of this country, no one knows this place even exists.
All right, when do we leave? That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse, who joins us now from Baghdad. Good morning, Gabriel.
Yeah, welcome anytime. You should come over.
Oh, man, that sounds like so much fun. And the place you're describing there is on a river you might not even be able to find on a map, right?
No, it's the Lower Zarb, which is right up in Kurdistan near the city of Sulaymaniyah. And, John, every time I go up to Kurdistan, I'm shocked again at how beautiful it is and how quiet and peaceful and really relatively safe. I mean, we go around there without security advisors. We take taxis everywhere. We talk to the locals. We sit down. We have lunch with them. They're all terribly friendly. It's a beautiful place.
And the Zap River, I've actually been on that river, the beautiful canyons that weave from Turkey into Iraqi Kurdistan. Also joining us is Azam Alwash, who's the CEO of Nature Iraq. It's a not-for-profit organization. Azam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Convince me to be a tourist in Kurdistan.
Well, you know, the Iraq that you hear about in the news is the Iraq of explosions, of a war, of people killing each other in civil war. And nobody knows that there is another Iraq. The Iraqi Kurdistan, the northern part of Iraq, is extremely peaceful, extremely safe, as Gabriel just stated. It's a place where, in fact, Arab Iraqis go to escape the heat of Baghdad in the south and to enjoy a few peaceful moments in their stressful life. I'll tell you something. When you go crazy in Baghdad, and Gabriel, the invitation is still open to you, whenever you go crazy in Baghdad, come on down, or actually come on up, I should say, to Kurdistan and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful land.
And Azam Alwash, who's the CEO of Nature Iraq, trying to encourage tourists to come to areas in Kurdistan like Sulaymaniyah, where Saddam Hussein had a palace, for some of the same reasons, because it's so beautiful up there. Iraqis have been taking vacations in the north and the east of the country for centuries. Gabriel Gatehouse, there's even an American from Vermont who loves this idea. Listen, and then talk to me about this fellow, Mike Crane.
Look at us. We're having a great time today. This is an awesome river. You know? I mean, wouldn't you bring your wife and family here? I would.
Are people getting the message, Gabriel Gatehouse, that this is more than just a conflict zone?
I mean, I think it's going to be a long time, and I think Azam would agree with me. And Mike was very optimistic. I mean, he thinks we're going to get hundreds of thousands of tourists into Kurdistan in the near future. Now, Azam, I think, will tell you more about this, but I think they're looking more to attract the oil workers who are down south, who are making a lot of money, but not a lot to spend it on, perhaps, in their more restrictive environments. I mean, Kurdistan is absolutely great, but we should inject a slight note of caution. I mean, remember those American hikers, one of whom was recently released, and two who are still held in Tehran after apparently straying into Iran from northern Iraq. Now, they were in Kurdistan, and when we went rafting just before that clip you heard of Mike Crane, we'd actually been stopped by the police, by military in uniform. I think they were intelligence people. Now, I don't know whether they thought we were possibly hikers, possibly straying into Iran or whatever, but we had to make some pretty urgent calls to some high-placed people in local government. So it is beautiful, it is peaceful, but I think there are some potential shortfalls or pitfalls for a flourishing ecotourism industry.
Well, indeed, and in one of your reports, Gabriel Gatehouse, there is a scene in there where you describe being stopped. It's not just about wildlife, unless you include military personnel and oil workers and other sort of off-limits, razor-wired areas as part of the scenery there. Azam, can the oil workers be a tourist population for you? I mean, can you base a business model on the oil workers who, let's just say, pump a lot of oil out of the ground in Kurdistan?
Well, we're counting on it, to be honest with you, John. I mean, these are the people that are spending, they're 24/7 inside compounds, be they in Kirkuk or in Basra, working day in and day out, and they're going to need to have a place close by so they can go for R&R quickly or say over the weekend. You don't want to spend 3 days traveling to and from an exotic destination when you are only about half hour away from this wonderful place where you can play golf, fish, sail maybe in the Lake Dokan, and if you're really an adventurer, you can go down these 2 to 3 grade rapids. In fact, we're starting the Lake Dokan Rowing Club. Besides this rafting business, we're doing hikes in Peramagrun, which is a mountain just close by that contains 1/6 of the flora of Iraq. We also have bird watchers. Nature Iraq is the bird life international partner in Iraq.
And Azam Alwash can go on, I suspect, probably for another hour with all these suggestions. He's the CEO of Nature Iraq, a not-for-profit organization, encouraging not a propagandist message from Iraq, but this is all part of the nation getting back to normal. Gabriel Gatehouse, was this journalism or was this a junket for you?
I'll be completely honest. It started off as I heard there was rafting in Kurdistan. I thought, I've got to go. Then we found a story to do around it. And I think it is important that people in Iraq are slowly trying to show the world that apart from the bombs and all the other conflict stories, there is more to Iraq than just that.
Gabriel Gatehouse bringing it to us, a BBC reporter based in Baghdad. Gabe, thanks so much.